All right, everybody. Festival season is just around the corner. You got your tickets, got your outfits planned.
Yeah, you gotta be ready to light up the night, right?
Oh, yeah. And we want to be sure all that awesome gear you got lasts, more than just one night.
Absolutely.
We're going deep today. We're going to be diving deep into some tips and tricks for extending the life of your festival gear.
Yeah, practical advice. We've got tons of great tips and advice that we're gonna be pulling from online communities, real people who are out there doing this.
Yeah, from the pros.
Exactly.
Let's make sure we get the most out of our gear, all season long. We're talking about, EL wire, LED clothing,
Yeah.
even glow sticks, that kind of stuff, right?
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that people don't realize is that this isn't just about keeping your gear working. If you're taking good care of it, it's also about being more sustainable.
Right.
And actually, it can save you money too, because you won't have to buy replacements all the time.
Oh, totally. So it's like a win-win for your wallet, for the environment. Honestly, I have wrecked so much EL wire. It's so fragile. What are some things that, people might not realize they're doing that's actually killing their gear?
Yeah, so with EL wire, it's really easy to kink it or crush it, which damages the wiring inside.
Oh, I see.
And you think about a crowded festival, someone steps on it, it's game over.
Right, yeah.
Another thing people don't think about a lot is heat. So if you leave it in direct sunlight or like a hot car, that can really mess with the protective coating and shorten its lifespan.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's like even before you get to the festival, you want to be
Right,
careful.
play.
Now, what about LEDs? I feel like they're more durable. Do they have any like weird quirks we need to watch out for?
LEDs are generally pretty tough, but those tiny little components can still be damaged if you're not careful. And one thing that people don't think about a lot is battery care.
Yeah, batteries.
I actually saw someone one time, they were using these really cheap batteries in their LED gloves, and the acid leaked out and completely ruined the
Oh
wiring.
no.
It was a disaster. Not
Yeah.
only did the gloves stop working, but it could have been dangerous too.
Oh wow.
So, yeah, speaking of batteries,
Yeah, batteries. I feel like there's a whole science to batteries that I don't even know.
there really
Like,
is.
what should we even be looking for?
Okay, so especially for high drain devices like LED clothing, the type of battery you use can make a huge difference.
Okay.
So alkaline batteries, they're fine for occasional use,
Right.
but if you're gonna be, lighting up all night long,
Yeah.
lithium batteries are the way to go.
Okay, lithium batteries.
They hold more charge and they deliver a higher current. So basically, your gear stays brighter for longer.
So lithium, got it. What about rechargeable batteries?
Rechargeable batteries are fantastic. They're good for the planet and they can save you money in the long run. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not all rechargeable batteries are created equal. You want to look for ones with a high mAh rating, which means they can hold more charge.
Ah. Okay, I've seen that, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what you want to look for. And honestly, consider a portable charger.
Oh yeah. Especially for festivals, that makes
A
sense.
lifesaver at a
Well,
festival.
okay, great
You
tips.
got it.
Okay, so what if we're really careful and something still breaks? Like, is there any hope? Or do we just have to chuck it?
Not necessarily. There's this whole online community dedicated to festival gear repair and customization.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can find forums, tutorials, and even connect with people who can help you troubleshoot problems.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's amazing what you can fix with a little know-how and some basic
And
tools.
YouTube probably has
Oh,
everything.
yeah, definitely.
Since we're talking about taking care of our stuff, what about, all the glow sticks and stuff? It seems kind of wasteful. Is there a way to still have fun, but be a little more environmentally friendly?
Yeah, that's a really great point. Those disposable glow items, they might seem harmless, but they contribute to a ton of plastic waste.
Right.
But the good news is there are more and more sustainable alternatives popping up all the time.
Oh, like what?
Well, think LED foam sticks,
Oh, yeah.
reusable glow bracelets,
Oh, it
even biodegradable confetti cannons.
Whoa.
They're just as fun, but much kinder to the planet.
That's really cool. I didn't even know those existed. Well, this has been so insightful. Like, being proactive with gear care is good for my wallet. It's good for the planet.
Totally.
It just makes
It
sense.
does.
So as you're getting ready for festival season,
Yeah.
think about those choices. Think about those sustainable options.
I challenge you to make those choices.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where festivals are just as vibrant and exciting, but with a much lighter footprint.
Yeah, I like that. That's something to think about. Well, thanks for all these amazing tips.
You got it. Have a great festival season.
We hope you have an amazing festival season. full of great music, good friends, and of course, responsible fun.
Absolutely.
We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.